Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Alexandria Area High School and wrestling action this morning on You Were There Sports as Piers has come over here to face, first of all, the Thunderbirds of Manoman Wobbin, and then they'll get the host team, the Alexandria Cardinals. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here as we're in this fine facility here in Alexandria as we get set to go here. We just wrapped up with an Alexandria 55-14 victory over Manoman Wobbin. Both these teams were in action last night. It was Manoman Wobbin against Black Duck Castlake Bena, one of the Pioneers' old foes up in Section 7A. And the Bears were winners 44-30 over the Thunderbirds last night. Meanwhile, Alex was at the Sauk Rapids Triangular, and they split. They lost to Ricori 42-24, and they beat the host Sauk Rapids Rice Storm 54-16. So look at some 8AA opponents here for the Pioneers as Coach Skip Toops and I visited before the match here as the Pioneers sat and watched this first duel, and now some JV matches going on for Alex and Manoman Wobbin over on the mat to the side of the varsity mat as they will sterilize that mat with the alcohol spray and the squeegee broom. And then we'll get started in about 10 minutes, I would guess. They'll get started with Piers and Manoman Wobbin. Pioneers haven't been in action since last Friday when they went to Browerville and beat Wadena Deer Creek 54-18 and lost to two-time defending champion Long Prairie Great Eagle Browerville 66-3. We'll visit with Coach Toops coming up here next as Piers back on the mats here this morning on You Are There Sports.
Are you wanting the hottest new Verizon phone but are just a little hesitant to make the switch? Maybe it's the thought of transferring all your info over, or maybe it's just learning something new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in for the Design Difference. Let us help you out with everything Verizon. We make getting your new Verizon device easy and painless. We do all we can to make sure that you leave our store with what you want and set up how you like it. Experience the Design Difference and get the best customer service today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Joining me on the pre-match show, he skipped Toops of the Piers Pioneers. And Coach, here it is a Saturday, kind of a throwback to when it was a normal occurrence every Saturday almost to get on a bus and point somewhere for some individual or team duel.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's actually been kind of nice, you know, having a few weekends here and there, and kids have been still getting all their matches in. But you know, we're here to compete on a Saturday. We're excited to be in Alexandria, and we're ready to go toe-to-toe with these guys.
You look at these two teams. You've been off now since last Friday. These two teams both wrestled last night, I understand.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of a nice, you know, it's nice to get a few days of training in and not have to wrestle on a Tuesday and a Thursday or Tuesday and a Friday. You know, when you can string, you know, 4 days of practice or 5 days of practice together, you can really work on some stuff and get better and jump some levels. And so I enjoyed that about this week.
You went over to Browerville, saw the number one ranked team in the state, maybe, you know, arguably count them on one hand, probably any class, Long Prairie, Gray Eagle, Browerville, and then you beat Wadena, Deer Creek that day too. But talk about your last time out on the mat, what you saw.
Yeah, you know, I just like every time out, I've really appreciated the fight our guys have shown. You know, we got a pretty young team, but they go out there and they fight toe-to-toe with everybody. And Long Prairie, they're still tough as nails, and they're a senior-laden team again this year. And you know, I thought we fought them really well. We wrestled a lot of matches to decisions, you know, and we're right in there with a bunch of their studs. And so I appreciate the fight, you know. And Wadena went there and took care of business like we were supposed to do. And you know, these guys have really wrestled very consistent. You know, the effort they've given each time has been consistent. The fight they've showed has been consistent. And so I'm just proud of their effort every time they step out on the mat.
Shorthanded a little bit today with Trevor out, and I understand Jacob's out of the lineup today, and just not able to put everybody out there that you'd like to.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping to get a couple guys back from injury, maybe next week, maybe the week after. We got, you know, season's wrapping up. We only got 2 weeks of your season after this. And, you know, Jacob's out today. But, you know, I think we'll put a good product out there. We got a couple guys stepping up, a few 7th and 8th graders that might get their first shot on a varsity match and just see what they do. And we'll go out there. We'll fight as hard as we can.
I haven't seen you in person since the Little Falls try, but was it over at Foley when you first dropped down probably to get your weigh-ins in for tournament time?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to, with how crazy this year has been and not knowing about cancellations and things like that, you know, we haven't had one this year yet, so that's been very fortunate. But I told our guys, I said, if we're going down a weight, we need to make the very first four weigh-ins, you know, and you got to make 50% of your weigh-ins after February 8th this year. And we had 8 duels, so I said, we're going to make the first four weigh-ins, we're going to get it out of the way, and then we're smooth sailing the rest of the way. And so, you know, Becker went down to 6 and Stengel went down to 13, and you know, and we had a couple other guys maybe drop a weight or whatever, but you know, and after Tuesday against Mora, we'll probably go back up until individual sections, but we want to make sure that was taken care of so we don't have to worry about anything.
Definitely. You're going to see Manoman Wobbin here in your first duel. Not one of the stronger programs in AAA, but then you get Alex. They've got some state-ranked kids, some returning state entrants in their lineup.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to this match with Manoman Wobbin. You know, I don't know if Piers has ever wrestled Manoman Wobbin before in history. And, you know, back in my days in the North Country, I want to say maybe we wrestled him once or twice, you know. You know, they have some quality wrestlers in Manoman Wobbin, but, you know, they're a little lean too. Alexandria, you know, they've taken a big jump from last year, and they're very young last year. They're still young this year. They have about 3 seniors, I want to say, in their lineup. But, you know, from about 106 to 170 pounds, they put a quality wrestler out pretty much at every single weight. And so I'm looking forward to those matchups, you know. And I think we'll match up well with them, you know, to compete hard in each match. You know, it'll be a good duel.
At the end of today, we'll talk about senior night coming up for you and also the big youth tournament next weekend, right?
Yep. Well, on Tuesday night, we'll have senior night. We'll celebrate our 4 seniors, 1 wrestler, 3 managers, you know, Ross Bozer, Emma Melby, and Courtney Kroll, and Ashley Holmquist. And they've been great for the program. Ross is a leader in the room every single day, a leader out on the mat. He's had a great year. And those 3 ladies do an amazing job as managers. Coming up on the 13th, I believe it's March 13th, so I think it's a couple weeks from now, we're going to have a home home big dual tournament with our youth, and that'll be pretty fun. We'll have eight teams here, and I tell you, our youth team is pretty salty this year, so it's going to be pretty fun.
Coach, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Toops of the Pioneers getting ready to compete against Manoman-Wauban and Alexandria coming up here in Alex on You Are There Sports.
And we are underway here. Chase Becker right away goes to work against Dominic Neeson of Manoman-Wauban, and he throws a quick takedown then into a cradle, and Becker with back points coming here for the Pioneers down in on the Cardinal mat with the Cardinal logo in the middle, a inner big red circle in the outer edges in black with Cardinals down the left side. Pioneers are to my left. Manoman-Wauban, the Thunderbirds down to my right. Their school colors, black and I don't know if you'd call that a teal or I'll go with teal. Still the cradle locked in here for Chase. He's got the early lead as Piers Manoman-Wauban just getting started in their duel. And there's a fall at the 101 mark for Chase Becker.
A fall for the Pioneers, Chase Becker.
Becker with the first period fall, and the Pioneers go up 6-0.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Derek Stangle for the Pioneers and Bo Sumdahl now out there for the Thunderbirds of Manoman-Wauban, an early 6-0 lead for Piers on a Chase Becker first period fall. 113 pounds now as there's a shot by Sumdahl. Derek comes back up high. Elbow tie-up down to their knees again on the mat. Here's trying to cut the angle is Stangle. And he'll get his two there as Derek scores with 1:09 to go in the opening period. And it's a 2-0 lead for Derek Stangle. As he goes to work, securing that left elbow of Sumdahl, tips and forward. Freeing hands underneath Sumdahl. Piers will wrestle Alex after this. About 10 minutes between duels. Pioneers will have senior night on Tuesday at the Performing Arts Center. Derek with a 2-0 lead. We're down to 33 seconds remaining here. Stangle trying to get the tilt on here. Working left hip. No exposure yet of those shoulders here for Derek Stangle. He's worked the clock down to 20 seconds left with a first period takedown. The only points on the board for Derek. Pioneers are shorthanded today with Jacob LeBlanc out of the lineup. And there's a hard return as Sumdahl got up briefly, but Derek snapped him back down to the mat. So no Jacob LeBlanc. Trevor Redund's not in the lineup. As the period ends with a 2-0 score. And Derek will start down. And a whistle and a sit out by Stangle. He's trying to spin, reaching back. Stangle still turning, and he'll reverse 4-0. Stangle on a quick reversal just 7 seconds into the period. And Derek now will try and turn Sumdahl for the first time here. He rode him pretty hard in that first period after a quick takedown. But Sumdahl never did give up any near fall as Jacob tries to wrench that right elbow back. Sumdahl keeping it pinned under his belly here. And still wrist control underneath for Stangle. We're down to 1:20 to go in the second. Pioneers with a 6-0 lead in the duel on a Chase Becker first period fall. And now Derek Stangle with a 4-0 lead midway through the second period in his 1:13 match. Sumdahl rolls to his left again, controlled by Derek Stangle here. Stangle still controlling that left arm underneath the stomach of The wrestler from Manoman Wobbin, as Coach Toops and I visited. I don't think we've ever wrestled Manoman Wobbin. Stangle steps across and again controlling the left leg of Sumdahl. Now jumps over to the right hip side. 40 seconds to go. Not a lot of action, a lot of mat time, a lot of riding time here for Derek. Sumdahl just been very defensive underneath. Nice, well-lit gym. There's some natural lighting, a big bank of windows to the west side of the gymnasium, letting in a lot of natural light here. It's always good for photography. You could probably hear my photo camera snapping pictures. 12 seconds to go. And Stangle's going to ride this one into the third period. And you'll maybe hear the horn. There it is. 4-0 for Derek Stangle. And Sumdahl, on advice of his coach, will choose both up. Manoman Wobbin. Looks like they're listed on the roster as only one open weight, 132. We'll see if they can juggle at all. On their feet, there's a snap down try by Sumdahl. 10 seconds into period number three here, a 4-0 lead for Derek Stangle. Pioneers have Liam Hennessy on deck. Stangle trying to cradle here possibly. He's got that leg. Near side cradle possible. No, it'll get in for two, and there's a two takedown, and it's now 6-0 for Derek Stangle. He's going to cut him loose and try and turn this into a major decision here as he's now 6-1. Drops into a front headlock, goes right back into a cradle attempt again. Stepping across. There's the ankle. Nope, didn't get the ankle secured as Sumdahl able to get in on a single. And now he's trying to elevate his hips and spin into the hips of Derek Stangle. 6-1 with under a minute to go, and we get our stalemate called by our referee here this morning. 6-1 lead for Derek Stangle. Nice circle. Fainting down to a knee as Sumdahl pops back up and shoots again. Blocked there by Derek. Elbow tie up in the middle. Snap down try by Sumdahl. 40 seconds to go. Front headlock into a cradle again. There's two more. Stangle has cut him loose again now to make it 8-1. He needs to get one more takedown here to get this into a major. It's 8-2 now. He's got 25 seconds to get a takedown. As Derek throws that front headlock, that's been pretty effective. He's reaching back for that leg, and there's the two, and Derek Stangle. Nice work to get this into a category of a major decision. Now he's got a 10-second ride out here to finish this one off and pick up a bonus point for the squad. 4 seconds left, and Derek Stangle will win this one 10-2. Derek Stangle does nice work to earn a team bonus point. 10-2 for Stangle, and the Pioneers go up by a score of 10-0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Frisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
All right, the 120 match underway here as Liam Hennessy goes to work, and Liam will score two here. I think they announced Blake McMullen as the Thunderbird wrestler here. A distinct height advantage for McMullen, but able to get low and in is Liam. Now he's got a half in, and he tilts him. And he got, a two count. Yeah, referee holding two fingers to the mat here as Hennessy with that quick turn. He's going to get the two. hasn't been awarded yet as he still has that hold secured. Hennessy on the right side. Right in the middle of the mat they are. Liam's got that half in. Referee now awards the two. And Hennessy will go up 4-0. Piers up 10-0 in the duel. Trying to get that left leg over the hips of McMullen. McMullen balled up underneath now. Cranked forward again by Liam Hennessy. Hennessy has running that half around. He's almost got it turned. And he'll ride out the period. So Liam with a 4-0 lead after 2 minutes. And he'll defer. And McMullen's going to go on his feet here. Nope. They're going to go down with Hennessy down. And the start is clean. And now McMullen working on the left hip side. 4-0 lead for Liam Hennessy. Frees that right wrist. Cross face by McMullen. A fall and a major for the Pioneers to start their day here in Alexandria. Neutral yet, says the referee. And now he cranks over and you get a stop for dangerous as they will untangle. And there's a 6-0 as Hennessy able to get two more on a reverse right off the whistle. 1:15 to go. Manoman Wobbin losing to Black Duck Cass Lake Bina last night. He's Liam head buried right between the shoulder blades of McMullen. 1 minute to go. Can hear Coach Stoops instructing Liam to run that bar around. 6-0 lead for Liam. 50 seconds to go. We're in the second period of the 120 match. Pretty quiet here in the gym, although it's a big grandstand there. Not grandstand, bleacher area. Probably 30 rows. There's a turn and near fall points and a fall with 33 seconds left. Liam Hennessy with a fall. Hennessy makes it 16-0.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Joining me on tonight's pregame before...
Feeling Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers!
Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, back to Alexandria. A pair of forfeits, one apiece here, as Garrett Eink gets a win at 126 for the Thunderbirds, and Trevor Reduns gets a forfeit at 132, so it's 22-6, and we're now at 138 with Derek Prisbilla against Carter Bendixson. And we're scoreless in the first period here. Bendixson, a junior, looking for wrist control out in the middle as Bendixson over the top of Derek. And trying to get in on a shot there was Derek and couldn't quite finish in short time. And Bendixson will defer 0-0 after two scoreless minutes here. And Prisbilla will be in the down spot. And there's the start. Derek reaching back for a leg, can't quite secure it. Bendixson riding here. Now standing, there's a clasp going to be called. That's going to be a point for Derek. He's to his feet and he frees himself, so he'll get the one escape. And should have had the clasp too. Yeah, there it is, two. The escape and the clasp make it 2-0 for Derek Prisbilla. Pioneers leading 22-6 here. 30 seconds into the second period. Shot by Derek. Little slide-by try by Bendixson. Now Bendixson getting a little better scoring position, trying to cut the corner. Derek kicks out of it, though. Nice job by Derek Prisbilla with 70 seconds left here in the second period. There at the near side of the back. Good double shot in by Bendixson, trying to finish his shot now. Switches to a single. Now Derek over the shoulder, stuffing the head of Bendixson. Still in on that ankle, though, the knee, and there is Bendixson. Bendixson now close to popping his head out and getting his two. 45 seconds, there's the two. And it's a tie, 2-2, between Bendixson of Manoman Wabin and Prisbilla of Piers. Cradle here by Bendixson, possibly. He's high on the back here, draped over. Now he lets go of that hold. Derek up again, freed and out. 3-2 on Prisbilla's escape. 20 seconds left in period number two. Both teams with black singlets as the primary, with Pioneer red P and gray and red highlights on the ribcage area. And it's kind of a gray quarter panel back of the singlet for Manoman Wappen with an MW in teal across the chest. 2 seconds, 1 second, short time will end, and it's a 3-2 lead for Derek Prisbilla. Neutral start here on Bendixson's choice. Referee says, let's go. Claps his hands, blows the whistle. And the final 2 minutes of this match, barring an overtime, are underway. Prisbilla trying to snap down. There's the snap down try, but he slides off. Readjust the headgear, little hand slapping out in the middle. 3-2 lead for Derek Prisbilla. He's gotten two escapes and a clasp call for his points, so really no offensive points for Derek, yet he has the lead here. 3-2. Shot by Bendixson, and it's a good one, but he's still in on the hips, trying to elevate here as Derek tries to fight off the best move of Bendixson tonight, and he's able to do it and separate, create space between himself and get up and back to his feet. That was a good shot, though, by Bendixson. Just couldn't finish. Derek able to keep his opponent at bay with a minute 15 remaining. 3-2 lead for Derek Prisbilla. They put forehead to forehead. Derek stepping into his opponent a little more. Not going to get a stall call. There have been no stall calls yet. And again, Derek driving forward. Little inside trip as they approach the edge, and Derek will get to 5-2 as Derek gets the takedown here near the edge as we're under a minute to go now. Oh, there's a JV match, our junior high match for the Pioneers and Manoman Wobbin going on over there. And the referee says, you're out of bounds, Derek. And Carter Bendixson, he's listed with a record of 2-14 here. Coach Skip Toops giving some last-second instructions. And stand up by Bendixson, horsed back. And they're going to get a clasp on Derek, and that's going to make it 5-3. So each wrestler with a clasp call against him. And Derek will break the hold there as the whistle blows and the clasp point is awarded. So now if Bendixson can reverse here, he would tie it up. It's a 5-3 score. Referee puts Prisbilla on top. Bendixson tries to sag to his left. We're down to 20 seconds left. Prisbilla trying to stack him here. Little cheap tilt try by Derek. Reaching for that elbow and then his right arm wrapped around the waist. Bendixson trying to twist free. Good control behind by Derek Prisbilla. 9 seconds left. Short time here. He secures the left arm. Still in control is Derek Prisbilla. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Prisbilla will win this one 5-3.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, Frank Tomberlin going to work here against Joseph Sletty. And it's a quick takedown and near fall for Frank to go up 4-0 in his match. He still has the power half on a wing on the left, trying to turn that over. Pioneers are up 25-6 in the duel over Manoman Wobbin. This is the 145 match. Frank trying to turn this into a double wing situation, get a one count. Now the count restarts. He's going to tighten this up. Tomberlin close to a fall here, and there it is with 42 seconds. A fall for Frank Tomberlin.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Pioneers, Wyatt Dingman.
All right. It's Wyatt Dingman here at 182 as we had three forfeits during that break. And his opponent is Nicola Fortier. Or Fortier, I guess they announced it. Not sure if that's correct. It's 43-12. Winners by forfeit for Piers, Braden Melby, and Ross Bozer, while the Pioneers were open at 170. So the two Manoman-Wauben wins have come by open weight decisions. And there's a fireman shot here by Wyatt. Wyatt trying to elevate. He's got the leg, the right leg, as there's a roll and right into his back, the old emu catcher. And now bridging is Wyatt Dingman, and there's a fall. Well done. Fortier kind of dangled that leg out there, and Wyatt bit, and he got caught in a fall. So it's 43-18.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Daniel Hoffman for the Pioneers and Blake Geary for Manoman Wauben. It is 43-18, Pioneers with the lead here. We're at 195 now. As there's a headlock try and slipped off to Hoffman. He gives up the two near the bottom edge of the mat. And Geary will take the early lead here. Now he'll try and lift and elevate Daniel. Daniel trying to peel hands, but there is the return. 1:15 to go in the opening period. Pioneers with a 43-18 lead. There'll be about 10 to 12 minutes after this duel between the Pioneer and Cardinal matchup. Manoman Wauben can get on the bus after this. They wrestled Alexandria the first one today. As now Geary gets a turn, and he's getting back points. Hoffman now will have to fight this off as Geary reaches under the chin. Daniel able to get back to his belly, though, and for now stay alive. But Hoffman trails in this match. Geary trying to turn, and Daniel's in some trouble here. Down in the middle of the mat, referee down to count. Hoffman again trying to get to his left side, bridging up. Referee cheek to the mat, slaps the mat, and that's a first period fall for Blake Geary of Manoman Wauben. And it's now a 43-24 score.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Okay, a fall is awarded to Grant Kusky. And now we're to our final match here, the heavyweight match between Carter Geise and Peyton Stock. And we have a equipment violation right off the start. Looks like Stock's headgear was not ready, so Carter gets a point before the match even officially begins. 1-0. As we now officially get underway here in this 285 match. There's Carter in on a single. Carter with a trip. Takedown for Carter Geise. Good takedown by Carter. Now he'll try and go after that half Nelson. Carter's got him turned. Carter's going to tighten this and get a fall. Carter Geise. Good work by Carter Geise. Carter does his job and makes quick work to end this duel. The final will be 55-24, the Pioneers are winners over Manomanwaban.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, the Pioneers win the first duel of their day, taking care of Manomanwaban by a score of 55-24, and about 10 minutes from now, they'll be back on the mat facing Alexandria. Alex defeated Manomanwaban in the first duel, 55-14. So we'll see how that one shakes out. It is just after noon, about 12:03. We'll come back, let's say, at 12:15 for our second final duel of the day as the Pioneers take on the Alexandria Cardinals on You Are There Sports.